These words from the Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 4, essentially a summary of what become the marching orders for the church and for ministry. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is in anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace will be with you. A long list of what God has both given us and given us to do. Coming to focus on this particular day, liturgically, this particular Sunday is called the Festival of All Saints. And it does liturgically and through our religious tradition combine, in a sense, the sentiments both of Memorial Day and Thanksgiving. We give thanks for those who have gone before us, marked by the sign of faith, or as the great hymn says, for all the saints who from their labors rest. The theologian and pastor Frederick Buechner writes this about saints and sainthood. In his holy flirtation with the world, imagine that, God in a flirtatious arrangement with God's world and with each of us in a way. In his holy flirtation with the world, God occasionally drops a pocket handkerchief. These handkerchiefs are called saints. Many people think of saints as moral exemplars, men and women of such paralyzing virtue that they never thought a nasty thought or did an evil deed in their whole lives. As far as I know, real saints never even come close to characterizing themselves in that way. When you consider that Saint Mary Magdalene was possessed by seven devils, and that Saint Augustine prayed, "Give me chastity and continence, but not just now." There's a prayer for you. Give me all these things, but tomorrow. For all the saints who embody strength and virtue, but also have feet of clay. I ran across something this week, a list of 52 virtues, characteristics, I guess would be the best way to say it, emblems of character, things that we both have and wish we had more of in some ways. And I would contend that we have all of these, not necessarily because we have sort of want them up from within, but because they have been given to us by those who've gone before us and those who continue to walk with us, for lack of a better way to describe them, all the saints. So I'm simply going to read you what these are, give you the labels, and then a brief description of what each of these virtues mean, at least in terms of this list of 52, a few of them. But I want you to imagine, as I'm reading the description, who is it in your life that you have known, that you have appreciated, and from whom you have learned some of these things? Who is it for you that some of these things have rubbed off on your life and that you carry? For example, courage. Courage is bravery in the face of fear. You do the right thing, even when it's hard or scary. When you're courageous, you don't give up. You try new things. You admit mistakes. Courage is the strength in your heart. Who does that call to mind? Let us pray. We're grateful today, O Lord, for and by his, her example, may we find more courage. Amen. Perseverance is being steadfast and persistent. You commit to your goals and overcome obstacles, no matter how long it takes. When you persevere, you don't give up. You keep going. like a strong ship in a storm. You don't become battered or blown off course. You just ride the waves. Let's pray again. We thank you this day, O Lord, for and by their witness of perseverance, may we gain strength. Amen. Respect. We show respect by speaking and acting with courtesy. We treat others with dignity and honor the rules of our family, school, and nation. Respect yourself, and others will respect you. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for the one who has shown us respect and inspired us to be respectful. And by their witness, may our ministry be both challenging and caring. Amen. Service is giving to others, making a difference in their lives. You consider their needs as important as your own. Be helpful without waiting to be asked. Do every job with excellence. When you act with a spirit of service, you can change the world. And who is that? Let us pray. We thank you for our model of service. And through skill, may we find ourselves of use, serving where we are called. Amen. One more. Forgiveness. Being forgiving is giving someone another chance after they've done something wrong. Everyone makes mistakes. Instead of revenge, make amends. Forgive yourself, too. Instead of feeling hopeless after a mistake, decide to act differently. Have faith that you can change. And again, we pray. We thank you, O Lord, that we have been forgiven, and especially we thank you for this one who has shown us forgiveness. And by the strength we receive from being loved, not if, but anyway, may we be ever more inclined to be generous in forgiveness. Amen. We have added to the list of saints a half a dozen more names, perhaps specifically today. We know the saints that get their own liturgical days, Abraham and Moses and David and Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. And every single name that went through our minds as we prayed. Frederick Buechner says, the Holy Spirit has been called the Lord, the giver of life. And drawing their power from that source, saints are essentially life givers. To be with them is to become more alive. And I think it ironic that on what is essentially Memorial Day in our church, by our memory and our experience and our ministry in light of our encounters with the saints of old and the saints with whom we walk yet still, we become instruments of God's peace. Whatever is good, whatever is just, whatever is kind, do these things. Do them not alone. Do them in the company of all the saints, and the God of peace will be with us. Amen.